Pasco, continuing the music program. If you've heard the first part of the program, I hope you enjoyed it. But also, within the next hour, you'll hear a number of Butte recordings by Australian singers. This is not one of them.
Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. It's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. And goodwill, you're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
Mockingbird Hill, written by Vaughan Horton, sung by Patti Page in 1951, and that recording reached the top of the Australian hit parades in that year, 1951.
It's a most unusual day, feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people, there is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time, I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. Thank you. meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual day. It's a most unusual day. It's a most unusual day.
Chris Connor sang It's a Most Unusual Day, written by Jimmy McHugh, Harold Adamson and Paul Matteson. In the decades in which Hollywood produced some wonderful movie musicals, one of the greatest scenes I can recall was Gene Kelly singing and dancing to Singing in the Rain. And I can remember being impressed when I first saw it. I had no idea that Singing in the Rain had been introduced in 1929 in a motion picture produced by MGM called Hollywood Review. And in that film, it was introduced by Cliff Edwards. Here he is.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Why am I smiling? Why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you. Just singing in the rain, what a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain.
That was Cliff Edwards, Singing in the Rain, a song written by Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown for the MGM film Hollywood Review of 1929. 3 years later, in 1932, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II wrote the songs for a Broadway production called Music in the Air. One of the most delightful songs from Music in the Air is this one.
Sweet, I think you are. Why haven't I told you? I've told ripples in a brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you? Friends always ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me? Ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, I guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you? Thank you.
Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Written by Manning Sherwin and Eric Mashwitz, sung by the British singer Anne Shelton with Ambrose and his orchestra in 1940. Before that, Bing Crosby was accompanied by the orchestra of Camerata in a recording from 1945 of I've Told Every Little Star. So, two recordings from the 1940s. Well, the next song was written by Irving Berlin for a 1948 motion picture called Easter Parade. In the film, it was sung by Fred Astaire. I wonder if you can identify the two singers who will sing this duet of Steppin' Out With My Baby.
Steppin' out with my baby, can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight.
Steppin' out with my honey, can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood.
There'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails. With my top hat, my white tie, and my tails.
Steppin' out with my baby, can't go wrong, cause I'm in right.
Ask me, when will that day be? Big day, maybe tonight. If I seem to scintillate, it's because I've got a date. A date with a package of the good things that come with love.
You don't have to ask me, I won't waste your time.
But if you should ask me why I feel sublime, go! Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. Ask me, when will that day be?
Big day
maybe tonight. What a night.
The singers in that recording of Steppin' Out With My Baby were Tony Bennett and Delta Goodrum.
Face to face again, and in some far off place again, travelers we go Arambra, as you know, that's nowhere in Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June. We stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured, someday soon we kiss and clung together. Tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away, with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I I will to old
Brazil.
Oh, but this is now.
Welcome me with your kisses now.
Brazil, where the Amazon flows, we're exchanging hello, and just fancy meeting you here.
Here where songs are passionate,
and a smile has flash in it,
and a kiss has.
For you put your heart in it, and you and I just fit
Brazil.
The Rio D on the coast of it,
where hearts are entertained.
Well, of course, make the most of it.
We stand beneath an
don't let them move that stage away.
Where softly Bing begins to
close, you give your aid to
we
it.
We kiss
and cling together.
Though here we are at the height of it.
Tomorrow is another day.
Let's tonight make a night of it.
And dawn might find the smiles away.
We'll be off at the sight of it.
With still a million things to say.
Like goodbye, fare thee well, toodaloo, but
want
now
to see what is next to see.
When twilight dims the sky above,
I will stroll along the ecstasy.
Recalling thrills of our
yes, sirree, it was ecstasy.
There's one thing I'm certain of.
Return, I will.
Brazil,
home of Rio de.
Ship me home, ship me Siori.
And that dough that we threw around.
Well, I'll be seeing you around.
From Brazil, home of Rio de.
Ship me home, ship me Siori.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney were accompanied by Billy May, and they took us on a trip to Brazil. That's been my practice for quite some time now, to play a recording by a person whom I identify as my singer of renown, a singer whose recordings I might not normally include in my program. Today, it's an American singer who was born in November 1953 in the USA. He performed in major roles on Broadway from the 80s to the 1990s. The 1980s to the 1990s, and then he was renowned in the title role of Phantom of the Opera for 10 years through to 2009. He also starred on the stage in London. I refer to Howard McGillan. Enjoy now a duet featuring Howard McGillan and Kathleen Marnie Bennett.
The night is young, the skies are clear, so if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's delimit, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring.
I'll control my desire to curse while you crucify the verse.
This verse I've started seems to me the tympantithesis of melody.
So spare us all the pain, just skip the darn thing and sing the refrain.
Me, 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 re, 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 do, so, mi, do, la, si. The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delovely. Because so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's delovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go.
my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's...
It's the Lovely, written by Cole Porter in 1936 for a New York show called Red Hot and Blue, sung by my singer of renown for this week, Howard McGillan, with Kathleen Marnie Bennett. In 1910, Victor Herbert and Rita Johnson Young wrote songs for an operetta called Naughty Marietta. It was so successful that, not surprisingly, Hollywood made a movie of it in 1935, which starred Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald. Here's a recording from those artists.
I've a very strange feeling I never felt before. 'Tis a kind of a grind of depression. My heart's acting strangely, it feels rather sore. At least it gives me that impression. My pulses leap madly without any cause. Believe me, I'm telling you truly. I'm gay without cause, then sad without cause. My spirits are true.
Finding your love, I found my... master. All that I want in all of this world is you.
The Australian soprano Yvonne Kenny sang All the Things You Are, a composition by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II for a 1939 New York show called Very Warm for May. And before that, Nelson Eddy sang I'm Falling in Love with Someone.
Thank you.
American songwriter Uday Bowman wrote 12th Street Rag in 1914. Victor Sylvester and his ballroom orchestra recorded it in London in 1949. And the next recording you'll hear was made in London in 1910 by an Australian performer.
Filed the papers of parlor, but he'd no right to do so. Parlor wanted papering, and past it, it was waste to call the paper hangers in, and so he made some paste. He got some rolls of paper, a ladder and a brush, and with me mother's nightgown on at it, he made a rush. When father papered the parlor, you couldn't see papa paste. Dabbing it here and dabbing it there, there was paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling, and the kids were stuck to the floor. You never saw such a bloomin' family so stuck up before. Dum da dum da da da. What do you think of poor old father? Diddly di 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 do. You never saw such a bloomin' family so stuck up before. La da dum da 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 da. That's the part I like. Dad fell down the stairs and dropped the paper hanger's can. Our little sister Mary sitting there with her young man. The paste stuck them together as we thought would be for life. We had to fetch the parson in and make the man and wife. When father papered the parlor, you couldn't see papa paste. Dabbing it here and dabbing it there, there was paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling and the kids were stuck to the floor. You never saw such a bloomin' family so stuck up before. Father papered the parlor, you couldn't see papa paste. Dabbing it here. There was paste all over him. I say all over him. Oh la da dum di 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 di. We're never going to move away from that house anymore. My father's gone and stuck the chairs and the tables to the floor. We can't find our piano, though it's broad and rather tall. We think that it's behind the paper passed up on the wall. When father papered the parlor, you couldn't see papa paste. Dabbing it here and dabbing it there, there was paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling and the kids were stuck to the floor. You never saw such a bloomin' and family so stuck up before. Come on. Form a set of lances. Form top and bottom lines. Ladies in the center. Gents in the center. Advance. Come on, mother. Don't stand there all night. We want to get the set over. Oh, dear old mother. Come on. Give us a kiss. You won't? All right, I'll go home to the wife.
When Father Papered the Parlour, sung by Billy Williams in London in 1910. The song was written by British songwriters R.P. Weston and Fred Barnes.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. Moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, the same old dream. And every stop that we made, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, then I really got blue. I peeped through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. Then what did I do? I thought about you. I took a trip on a train and I thought about you.
I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam I get the same old dream. And every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, then I really got blue. I peeped through the crack, looked at the track, the one going back to you. Then what did I do? I thought about you.
Mary Wilson sang I Thought About You. June Bronhill sang the title song of The Sound of Music as she starred in it in Australia in 1961.
Thank you. my arms. Nothing but love in view. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair. Time on my hands, and you in my arms, and love in my heart for you.
On My Hands, music by Vincent Humans for a 1930 New York show called Smiles. The singer was Al Boley.